That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I came down to Florida before Christmas, and I had an accident that has affected my speech a little bit. I'm in the middle of healing it. All prayers are welcome. But I have information for you that's very important. And so I'm recording the show, and I hope that you listen with an open ear. Thank you. Tonight, we will talk about the last half of January, as well as the super new moon in Aquarius on the 21st. I had previously mentioned the full moon in Cancer on January 6th and its power, especially as it affects the USA. That full moon opposed Pluto in Capricorn, showing us lies and deceits with hidden matters. We will be seeing quickly the results of all this energy. The energy picks up and increases the second part of January. There are very specific reasons for this astrologically, which I will explain. 2023 is a watershed year and will be a turning point for humanity. By the end of the year, we will be in a very different place. We are going to see a lot of disclosure, revelations, as the truth comes out. There will be a crumbling of the old order and chaos in government and elsewhere as the system collapses. It's all a part of our evolutionary plan, particularly as Pluto moves from the last part of Capricorn into Aquarius, which is where we are right now. I talked all through last year about these energies and what they could possibly bring. The energy is stronger in the last part of January, with Mars now direct and out of orb as well, and Jupiter in Aries, which is ruled by the energy displayed throughout the world right now. And this energy is very warlike, very powerful, and very forceful. If all of us do that, it will help us to diffuse any aggressive energy flowing through our world. We have enormous power together as a collective to change the trajectory of the energy that's coming up. So just remember how powerful we are. I try to. On January 18th, the Sun conjuncts Pluto. Now, this happens every year, but this year it will be very powerful due to the positions of the planets. There is all kinds of power being tossed around at this time. Governmental, psychological, financial power, along with your personal power. How have you used your power in the world? You may need to rebalance that. You may need to become a little stronger in your own life. Please remember that the energies of Pluto are expressed at their best when the intent is for the best of all concerned. Then the energies will express themselves in a very positive way. Around the 18th, we could see some power plays with the world government. On the 18th, Mercury turns direct in Capricorn, and on the 22nd, just after the supermoon in Aquarius, Uranus turns direct. So there are a lot of powerful energy forces. So a few days around the 22nd, with the powerful supermoon, we could be seeing a force of uranium energy. As you know, this is a sudden, shocking disconnect energy, much like chain lightning. This can be literal energy, like volcanoes, earthquakes, tornadoes, storms, or it can be political energy, financial energy. It can be a shocking event. The truth comes out very quickly. Some or all these events can occur a few days before or a few days after January 22nd. This is profound because Uranus is the ruler of the new moon in Aquarius. It creates a tower moment everywhere. So expect rebellious behavior, like what's going on in Brazil. It is a sign of the rebel, it is a sign of the maverick, and it is a sign of the revolutionary. And I'm going to be back to explain it all to you after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. January 16th. Through January 22nd, 2023. This week gets off to a grumpy start, fueled with fear and anxiety over controlling authoritarians who keep everyone around them walking on eggs. Luckily, the energy shifts on Tuesday when a sense of personhood and power returns. There's a feeling of fate and destiny in the air on Tuesday and Wednesday, so get out that dating app and arrange a Zoom or an in-person meetup. Mercury has been retrograde since December 29th, so the past few weeks have seen a lot of cross wires, with technical glitches, travel problems, online order delays, and misunderstandings with conversations. On the 15th, Venus squares Uranus, and on the 18th, Mercury turns direct again. At the same time, the Sun is conjunct Pluto. Late Wednesday, peace and clarity return, and Friday brings us one of the best weekends of the year. Powerful light and energy returns, making this a powerful time to spend with loved ones, family, friends, or new suitors. On Friday, January 20th, the Sun enters Aquarius. A day later, there is a new moon at 1 degree Aquarius, still in close connection with the Pluto in Capricorn. Venus, simultaneously, forms an exact conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius on the 22nd. Uranus ends its retrograde phase on that same day. The mood could be quite tense during this time. Be careful not to let fears get the better of you, and be aware that old, repressed stories may now be shaping your actions. Refrain as best you can from putting yourself and others under stress. Instead, practice serenity. The new moon on Saturday is urging everyone to get out of their comfort zone and explore new avenues to pursue. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or have a reading with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. The last 3 years have felt pretty gritty, pretty locked down in the sign of Capricorn. That was the energy that was brought to us from 2020 through 2022. Even though there have been protests and uprisings around the world, there has been a lockdown feeling, like things haven't really moved ahead, at least not as fast as we would wish. But that all changes in 2023. This is going to be a very fast-paced and eventful year. Now, let's talk about the energies of the new Aquarian supermoon. A moon is called a supermoon when it's closest to the Earth. The energetic pull can cause seismic activity because it is so close to the Earth. This moon is at 1.37 degrees Aquarius. This degree and the first 5 degrees of a sign signal a new beginning. To follow up, within 4 hours of the new moon coming in, Uranus turns back to direct motion at 15 degrees Taurus, which falls on the world axis, meaning that the main event of this energy can fall on the public stage. I'm going to give you some examples of what could happen. Biden is arrested and removed from office. China invades Taiwan. A star or a famous person gets sick or passes away. Meghan Markle moves out on Harry. Nancy Pelosi is implicated in the January 6th insurrection. Hillary and Bill Clinton face serious legal problems. Bill Gates is accused of collaboration with Jeffrey Epstein. Banks are accused of playing favorites when making loans. Dr. Fauci's lies come forward and his horrid and illegal experiments. We realize that we have been out and out lied to from our government, and there will be much more events happening overseas. Remember, these are just examples. We'll have to wait and see what really happens. We have 5 planets in fixed signs, 4 in Aquarius and 1 in Gemini. There's a lot of fixicity here. That's very much sticking to one's point of view, one side of the fence or the other. Then we have five planets and earth signs. All this represents fixed views, fixed opinions, no matter who says what or otherwise. These views may be coming out very strongly over the next few weeks, especially in the social media. Both Aquarius and Gemini are linked to social media. We have an outer sign conjunction and one planet in a water sign, Neptune. When we have such a strong connection, like Pluto and the Sun-Moon conjunction, especially with the Moon, this affects our emotions, and we have a lot of emotional intensity. What will the intensity be about? Pluto in Capricorn represents top-down control and top-down power. Aquarius represents freedom, proof, autonomy, the future, and our sovereignty. It's control versus freedom. It's the past versus the future. It's almost a replay of the Saturn-Uranus square we had over the past few years. If we look back through history, Pluto takes 240 years to complete a cycle. So let's look at what happened when it squared or opposed. There was power of the church, there was power of dictators, and there was power of a government. Always a fight for power with Pluto. The grip of power has always become stronger as Pluto moved through the last few degrees of a sign. However, then comes what I call the boomerang effect, when Pluto first moves into the new sign. People say enough and fight back. Now, Pluto isn't there yet because it moves into Aquarius on the 23rd of March. So at this time, mid-January, we get a glimpse of how those scenes are going to play out. Pluto will only be in Aquarius from March 23rd through June 24th. Then it goes back into Capricorn. But next year, it moves into Aquarius for good, in a bigger way, as well as deeper into the sign, and will stay there for the next 20 years. We are going to be able to view how all this works. Remember, we are co-creators. We don't just receive the energies. We weave through them, through our lives. We vibrate and flow and co-create with our blessed higher self to create our life, our world, and our reality. Pluto conjoins the last degree of Capricorn on February 11th and will be hovering around that degree all through the last part of 2023. This is known as your last chance for top-down structures that have traditionally held power over us to flex their muscles and try to do their thing. And you can bet it's going to get very, very loud and boisterous out there. If you know your astrology and history, they will become more hollow. The cries, the commercials, the complaints, the lies, the denial, will become very, very hollow because we know the historical picture of how this works. We don't have to get caught up in the drama. Don't allow yourself to become frightened or concerned. Just watch the play. Pluto is likely to drag up lack of transparency, lack of integrity. It will do this deeply and quickly because it doesn't have too long to go. 9 months this year and 3 months next year. Then it's a done deal. Know that that's where we're headed. We're headed towards the new. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take our break. It's a half hour. And I'll be back with more information after these messages and our song. Of course, the song is Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. See you on the other side.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and again, that was Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. So, let's see if we can wrap this up. This 1 degree of Aquarius new moon is within 1 degree of the Capricorn solstice moon that we had in 2020, which was known as the Great Conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn. This conjunction happens reliably every 20 years, like clockwork. For 240 years, we have been in Earth energy, but in 2020, we moved into air energy. We have set up our life structure with Earth values, very heavy, very focused, long-term jobs, own your own house forever. You're born, you go to school, you marry, you have children, you have grandchildren, and you pass away. Plus you have your career, which of course gives you diversity. Now we have moved into air energy, which is why we're in a new era. It's the end of an old order and the beginning of the new. With Aquarian energy, we gain a sense of our own purpose, as well as how we can make a unique contribution to the community. What is my special role and what can I bring to the world? What is my special gift? You are going to begin to be aware of how that is developing for you. We learn to connect to the spiritual higher force energies. We have a better life because of it. We remove hesitancy and fear and take our steps forward, step by step, to create something that we never thought possible. This is the new world. This is called intergalactical support. And we are having support not only from our loved ones, but from our invisible loved ones, friends, and companions. This is a super moon, and you may well get some new inspiration and new ideas around this time. Is a new beginning, a new you. Don't forget to sit down and set a new intention. Write down at least 7 to 10 items that you would like to bring into your life. Or set a huge intention and write down 7 to 10 ways of how to achieve it. This Aquarian moon is at 1 degree. It's at the degree of new starts, new ideas, and new beginnings. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have come to the end of Let's Find Out for tonight. As far as I'm concerned, it was a miracle that I could get this recorded for you, but very important to me. We're going to have our song and meditation, and then we'll hear Richard as he reminds us that we don't know where we are or where we're going, but we're going there anyway. Thank you for listening. I would love to hear from you. My email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Take care, be safe, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
In far-off lands, it happens here where we are living, and all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair, we learn to care. voice begins, a helping hand, a friendly smile. We talk a while, and peace begins. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow and then renew it. A handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tensions arise, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will without a sound. The battle's done, the war is won, and peace
begins. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it,
join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.